Good evening, good evening. Welcome to this Wednesday's evening edition of our series entitled The Daily Bread. It's going on 3 years now since we have been doing this series, and we just want to say we appreciate each and every one of you that continues to tune in, that continues to listen in every Wednesday evening. You are very much appreciated, and we appreciate you greatly. Amen. I pray you've been having a blessed week. Amen. If you haven't, well, I pray that this small little devotional that I have for you this evening will be a little pick-me-up, a little recharge, a little boost to help you get through the rest of your week. Amen. A couple of quick announcements. If you aren't aware, we do have in-person service. Amen. And we have them every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. at the Baca Center in Round Rock. Amen. It's called the Allen B. Baca Center, or Allen B. Senior Adult Facility, I believe. But if you Google Baca Center, you'll be able to get the address. It's old downtown Round Rock, so to speak. And we have church every Sunday morning. Amen. So you are welcome, invited. Come worship with us every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Amen. And if you aren't available, or if you are in another state or in another country, amen, we are on YouTube. Amen. So if you hit the search section and type in FHK vid, it should bring up our channel. Amen. If not, you can go to our FHK website. Amen. And Brother Daryl put a link for everything from our Instagram to our YouTube. Amen. So you can go that route to watch our services. Amen. We post them Sunday evening. Amen. So if you aren't able to be with us in person, you can check out the messages on YouTube. Amen. Again, this is going to be a small devotional. Amen. I pray it helps you, encourages you, strengthens you, gets you through another week. Amen. Here we are in September, and we have probably less than a week and a half left of September. And then we're going to find ourselves in October. Amen. And we are less than probably a little over 3 months away from a brand new year. I don't know about you, but this year has gone by so quickly. Amen. It seems like not too long ago we were getting ready to go into the holidays, and here it seems like we are doing just the same thing. Amen. Time is speeding by, people, and if you've listened to any of the messages on YouTube or any of our past messages, Pastor Jesse mentioned how time is being compressed. Amen. Time is being compressed. The signs are being shown in the world that Jesus is coming. Amen. And we know we want to be ready. We want to be in right standing with our Heavenly Father. Amen. We want to be doing what we're supposed to be doing. Amen. We want to be just as the parable of the maidens with their oil. Amen. We want to be those maidens that had oil filled in their lamps. Amen. That when the time was come, when they were summoned, amen, that they were ready to go. Amen. We don't want to be the maidens that didn't have any oil left and running out trying to find oil at the last minute. Well, what happened? The doors shut. They got stuck out in the cold, so to speak. Amen. So we want to be ready, prepared. We want to be doing the assignment that God has given us. Amen? So, with that said, I want to welcome you. Amen? Those that continue to listen in, we say thank you very much. If you're new around here, we encourage you to tune in every Wednesday. If you are local, come join us Wednesday. Come join us, Sunday morning, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center. Amen. Give us a look on Instagram on Monday evenings. And just come be a part of our church. Amen. You're invited and welcome. Amen. So, this evening's quick devotional is entitled Every Situation. Amen. Every Situation. I know in my personal life, the Lord has been pointing out and sharing with me scriptures that have to do with persevering, amen, getting through hard times, amen. Life's not easy, amen, especially if you aren't a Christian, but when you become a Christian, it's not a cakewalk, amen. It's not smooth sailing. It's not your ticket punched and then you just relax. No. It's a bit more rougher, amen, so to speak. But the Lord has been showing me through different scriptures how we can persevere, amen. Because in the end, what is it? He tells us we are victorious, amen. Perseverance leads to victory, amen. So, this evening's small devotional is entitled Every Situation. Amen? Every Situation. If you have your Bible with you, or if you're taking notes, you can turn or write down Proverbs 2, verses 9 through 11. Amen? Proverbs 2, verses 9 through 11 is going to be the main scripture we're touching on for this devotional entitled Every Situation. Amen? So, Proverbs 2, 9 and 11. It says, "Then you will understand what is right, just, and fair, and you will find the right way to go. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will fill you with joy. Wise choices will watch over you, understanding will keep you safe." Amen? Understanding will keep you safe. Amen? Now, it says, all of life is a test. I'm going to repeat that. All of life is a test. Amen? And how many of us know that some of us sometimes feel like we probably got the hardest test the instructor could hand out, right? Or some of us feel like maybe we got the easiest test. Amen? But whatever the situation is, it says all of life is a test. It says, as we live each day, the tests we face teach us valuable lessons. Amen? It says, it may seem backwards. Usually, lessons are learned to prepare us for the test. Says, but in life, the test often comes first. Did you catch that? It says, but in life, the test often comes first. Through the lessons, God gives us the wisdom we need for the next test. Amen? It says, through the lessons, God gives us the wisdom we need for the next test. It's a safe bet that the tests will keep coming. I'm going to repeat that again. It says, it's a safe bet that tests will keep coming. Thankfully, our hearts gain understanding every time. Tension and uncertainty melt away. Joy blossoms. Solomon's advice is that we listen to wisdom, apply it, and learn as we go. Then we will have understanding. We will find the right path with wisdom in our hearts and joy from knowledge. Amen? Did you catch that? It says, then we will have understanding. we will find the right path, and with wisdom in our hearts and joy from knowledge. Amen. Repeat this with me. Say, thank you, God, for giving me the opportunity to make wise choices. Amen. Say that this evening. Say, thank you, God, for giving me the opportunity to make wise choices. One more time. Amen. One more time. Say, thank you, God, for giving me the opportunity to make wise choices. Amen. Again, Proverbs 2, 9 and 11, 9 through 11. It says, then you will understand righteousness and justice and equity, every good path. For wisdom will come into your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Prudence will watch over you, and understanding will guard you. Amen. Proverbs 2, verses 9 through 11. Amen. Now, it says, gaining wisdom doesn't guarantee that you won't stumble and fall on your face or stick your foot in your mouth. Amen. Stick your foot in your mouth. How many of us have done that? Amen. I can raise my two hands and my feet like Pastor Rose says. Amen. Stick your feet in your mouth. Amen. Again, gaining wisdom doesn't guarantee that you won't stumble and fall on your face or stick your foot in your mouth. You will still make mistakes, say wrong things at the wrong time, and wish you could go back in time and do right. It stings. Even when we fail the test, we learn a lesson and gain wisdom. Amen? If we humble ourselves, we can trust that God will give us wisdom in every situation. Another test is just around the corner, waiting for us to pass with flying colors. Amen? I'm going to repeat this where it says, we can trust that God will give us wisdom in every situation. Amen? Even though life is a test, amen, God gives us the answers, like Sister Grace and Brother Daryl ministered when they were on here. Amen? That the Bible is our answers. Amen? It's like if life is a test, the Bible is our open book to all the answers that we need to get through. Amen? And what does it say? It says, we can trust that God will give us wisdom in every situation. Amen? Another test is just around the corner, waiting for us to pass with flying colors. Amen? Even though life is a test, amen, God is with us, and God has provided the answers for us. Amen? Now, our final confession for this evening, repeat after me. Say, Father, even though I fail your tests often, I thank you that I can take joy in the wisdom I gain from those tests. Amen? And say, you don't expect me to get it right the first time, and you even have grace if I fail it the second time. And finally say, I thank you for continuing to be patient with me while I learn. Amen? Again, Father, even though I fail your tests often, I thank you that I can take joy in the wisdom I gain from those tests. Say, you don't expect me to get it right the first time, and you even have grace if I fail it the second time. And finally say, I thank you for continuing to be patient with me while I learn. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless God, and I will leave you with a question for this evening. What valuable lessons have you learned from life's tests? Amen. Take a few moments this evening and set aside some time and just think about that. What valuable lessons have you learned from life's tests? Amen. Again, our main scripture was Proverbs 2, 9 through 11. I encourage you to get your Bible and look it through on there. Amen. And see the translation it is in your Bible. Amen. And as always, when you pray and confess the word over your life each day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen? Every area. I always mention how God wants to be a part of your life in every area. And this is just as I mentioned. Amen? Every situation. Life is a test, but God wants to be a part of your life. Every area of your life. Amen? So, as I mentioned in the past, if you have some doors that are shut off to the Lord, amen, just take some time this week, the rest of this week, amen, and slowly open those doors, amen. Because why? Because it says we can trust that God will give us this wisdom in every situation, amen, every situation. God is with us. God is with you. You're never alone, as Pastor Jesse says, amen. God is with you and wants the best for you. Amen. So be blessed. Have a blessed rest of your Wednesday evening. I pray you have a blessed week, rest of your week to come. Again, if you're in the area, come join us this Sunday morning, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center for our service. You are welcomed. Come worship with us. Amen. Any information you need can be found on our website. Everything is very user-friendly. Amen. So we have links to everywhere, from the directions to our YouTube videos. Amen. And our Instagram. Amen. So be blessed. Have a blessed rest of your week. Amen. And we will see you right back here next Wednesday evening for another edition of the Daily Bread. Amen. Be blessed. We'll see you soon.